SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Well, today we are at Safety FM Mini Episode 8. So the question that I've been asking as of late is, safety in your organization a joke? So I call it the safety joke. And what do I mean by that? I mean exactly, does your company or organization say that they focus on safety, but anytime that the matter is brought up, they don't know what to do, they don't know how to act, or how to understand what is being done from the safety department? Is that you? Are you the safety professional that's going through this? If that is what's occurring inside of your organization, what are you going to do to change it? How are you going to elevate the point of view of safety for someone to actually be able to understand what needs to be done? I will tell you, I've dealt with several different organizations, and it's interesting to see the different aspects of safety and how they take a look at what the safety department needs to be doing. I've been to organizations where safety was the priority, and everything revolved around the safety department. I've also been to organizations where they say they focus on safety, but they have no clue what the safety department's doing, or they have no clue what to do with their safety programs. Well, the one that I always find interesting is where they turn around and tell you safety is first. The organization's number one priority is safety. But what ends up taking place is when you bring in up programs and what needs to be implemented within the organization, they don't know what to do with it. Or they tell you, well, we don't really focus on that this much here. Maybe in a different section of the company, they'll focus on that more. Now, I know that's a little ominous in regards of how that's being brought across, but it's interesting on where you're hearing the people that are in leadership bring that to the forefront. So the question becomes, how do you change safety from being the joke within the organization to making it something that matters? Are you able to present within your organization what needs to be important for safety? Are you able to talk to someone in upper management that will give you time and you can give them the explanation on what needs to be done? If you haven't done so, practice an elevator speech. What you would tell someone if you only had a brief elevator ride on how you would change the safety program within your organization. That's my challenge for you this week. Thank you for listening to Safety FM, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Safety FM.
Wow, how things can change from one week to the next. Hey, hope everybody out there is staying healthy. I know everything is super crazy. We feel disoriented by the COVID-19 virus. It's more important than ever to stay connected and check in with your loved ones. That's why I'm so happy I've got T-Mobile. Listen, T-Mobile isn't just talking the talk. They're taking measures right now to make life easier for everyone by doing the right thing for their customers during this really critical time. For example, T-Mobile has ensured all current customers with data plans have access to unlimited smartphone data on their network for 2 months. We're all in this together. T-Mobile truly believes that. And while many T-Mobile stores are temporarily closed to help keep customers and employees healthy, they've still got you covered with any help you need. Just check out T-Mobile.com. You can see what stores are still open and how you can manage your account online. Stay safe out there. During congestion, customers using more than 50 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds prioritization, video typically at 480p, capable device required.